This is the American Ag Network. I'm Rusty Halverson. Here's what's happening in agriculture. Millions of people tuned in to last night's episode of Game of Thrones, which kicked off its final season. Fans of the show know that infrastructure plays a vital role in maintaining a kingdom or an army. In real life, infrastructure needs. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association recently released their analysis of the Department of Transportation's 2018 National Bridge Inventory Database. The analysis revealing that over 47,000 bridges in the U.S. are classified as structurally deficient. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
That certainly is an alarming number, and for those of us who care about rural America and about farming and agriculture, a high percentage of those bridges are in rural communities. And, you know, we certainly, for those of us who travel in rural areas, who reside in rural areas, this is not a surprise because we're routinely encountering bridges that are posted, that are load restricted, that are closed altogether. And this is the entity, rural governments, whether it's a county government, municipal government, this is the level of government that does not have robust funding, that has very limited ability to address it. So this is a real major challenge, and it certainly is having an impact on our ability to get products from farm to market.
According to the Builders Association report, Iowa leads the nation when it comes to structurally deficient bridges. Data showing that over 4,600 bridges in Iowa, more than 19% are classified as structurally deficient, meaning they're in need of some form of repair. More in a minute on the American Ag Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-871-7280 and use promo code FARM11 or go to MyPillow.com to get 30% off plus free shipping.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler telling Reuters News that the agency may not grant as many small refiner exemptions related to the renewable fuel standard. The EPA is still awaiting recommendations from the Department of Energy on those waivers, according to Wheeler, but he still expects those to arrive by the end of the week. Wheeler did not put a timeline on the decision for the exemptions. Meanwhile, Senate Finance Committee Chair Charles Grassley wants more information from the Department of Energy on the criteria being used to make recommendations to the EPA on the small refiner exemptions. Grassley wants to know why the number of exemptions surged for the 2016 and 2017 compliance years, especially when the DOE has indicated its criteria for evaluating requests has not changed since 2011. I'm Rusty Halverson for the American Ag Network.